book of Samuel. I'm going to read for your hearing the first book of Samuel, verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. And so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. And I want you to look at verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. I want to use for a thought the courage to be not discouraged. Everyone say, the courage to be not discouraged. In these difficult and challenging times, I have found solace and encouragement in the great hymns of the church. There's one song, one hymn, we don't sing often, probably because it doesn't have the contemporary beat. But listen to its powerful and reassuring words. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Do you believe that? All you may need, he will provide. Nothing you ask will be denied. No matter what may be the test, lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you. Through every day, over all the way, he will take care of you. How many of you believe that God will take care of you? How many of you believe that God will take care of you? How many of you can say that God has been taking good care of you? How many can say that God been looking out for you? Anybody know that God been looking out for you? Anybody know that God has have you covered? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? We need a man to hear these encouraging words at a time when people are experiencing so much discouragement in their lives. Perhaps you came to church today and you struggled to get here. Perhaps you did everything you could to get here, and perhaps you had to push and press because of discouragement in your life. How many of you know discouragement can drain you? Discouragement can exhaust you. Discouragement can take all the energy out of your life. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And the devil knows how to discourage us. Can I get a witness? No one can discourage us like the devil. Discouragement is the devil's major weapon to keep us down and to kill our spirit of hope and self-confidence. And you know, we get discouraged because things that's supposed to be are not. The way people ought to be sometimes, they just find a way not to be the way they ought to be. That's very discouraging. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. Somebody here today came to church not because you're happy, not because everything is falling in place and everything is going well in your life, but you came to church in spite of being discouraged. Can I get a witness here? God is a good God. When people become discouraged, and let me say a word here. When people become discouraged, it makes them doubt that they are going to make it. You know, when things are discouraging, it doesn't look like you're going to make it. It doesn't look like you're going to be successful. And I want to say a word of that we need to be sensitive. We need to be sensitive to each other, because you never know who's sitting beside you, what they are going through. Can I get a witness? Amen, amen. Well, somebody can be sitting beside you, amen, dressed well and looking well, but on the inside, torn apart because things are not right at home. Things not right on their job. Maybe in their family. But I come to tell you, be careful how you treat people. Can I get a witness? Because sometimes God want to use you to give somebody a little lift. Sometimes God want to use you to give somebody some sunshine. Sometimes just a smile, amen, can help somebody. Sometimes just a gracious word, amen, can help somebody. You never know what a person needs. Can I get a witness? Because you see, sometimes look like everywhere you turn, there's nothing but discouragement. You go to work, there's nothing discouraging, nothing encouraging about that. Go home, amen, nothing encouraging. Go here and there. And sometimes the only place you can find joy is in the house of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, give somebody some joy. Give somebody some joy. Give somebody an uplift. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to hear me today. Amen. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it is not all about you. It's about everybody. Can I get a witness? I wish y'all could have been in Sunday school this morning, because it was talking about grumbling. Amen. Amen. Not to say that y'all been grumbling. Y'all don't do that. But you see, but let me tell you, grumbling doesn't help discouragement. Can I get a witness? And one thing the devil understand that discouragement, amen, make you feel like it ain't worth it sometime. Sometime when people get discouraged, amen, they feel like giving up, amen, and throwing in the towel. Perhaps, amen, you could be here this morning and you do not feel, amen, like you are to, amen, be in the situation that you're in. Can I get a witness? And sometimes it looked like we are not farther along life highway, amen, than we would like to be. And that's very discouraging. It's very discouraging, amen, when you do all that you can. Amen. You do everything that is asked of you and everything that is required of you. And in spite of all your efforts, can I get a witness? Amen. Nothing is moving in the right direction for you. Oh, brothers and sisters, amen. Will you hear me today? I say, will you hear me today? And I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to every man, every woman, every child who is discouraged. And I want to tell you Brothers and sisters, God is with you. I say God is with you. The devil wants you to give up and to believe that nothing good is going to happen for you. You know the devil is a liar because he wants you to believe, amen, because things are not moving in the right direction. Amen. He wants you to believe that you ain't going to make it. But I come to tell him, I come to serve sentence and notice on the devil that he's a liar. And I come to serve him, notice on him, to tell him to take his hands off of God's people. The devil wants you to believe that you are a failure and that you're too weak to handle your struggles. But isn't he a liar? I say, isn't he a liar? But I come to tell you, the devil is the biggest liar in town. And I want you to know that God can give you the courage not to be discouraged. Somebody will say amen. Somebody will say amen. Amen. In spite of discouraging situation, God can give you the courage not to be discouraged. I want you to know that God is a good God. The courage not to be discouraged says that you're not going to let your problems get you down. Isn't that good news? That regardless of how heavy the load may be, regardless how dark and bleak the night may be, you're saying today with the courage, amen, not to be discouraged. And I want to define that because, you see, all of us have some discouraging situation. Can I get witness? But in the context of discouragement, I want to say this, amen, when I say the courage to not be discouraged. That is what I'm saying, that you're not going to lose hope. Amen. You're not going to lose confidence. Amen. You're not going to lose faith. Amen. Is there anyone here today can say, had it not been for your courage, amen, in your bleakest moment, you wouldn't be where you are today? Can I get a witness? Did you know it takes courage? It takes courage and strength from God in the midst of trials and tribulation not to be discouraged. One thing the devil want to do is get our mind. He want to get our mind to begin to talk to us. And he want to get our mind to say, you ain't going to make it. You're not going to be this and you're not going to be that. I want to tell somebody who's discouraged, who's been looking for a job in this hard, tough economy. Every application you turn in, you don't hear from people. Can I get a witness? And if you do hear from them, amen, and I regret, can I get a witness? I'm sorry. We got somebody else. Is that discouraging or what? Can I get a witness? Some of you have been looking for a job for a long time. Can I get a witness? You look here and you look there. You have fill out this application and you fill out that application, and the devil now want to tell you, what the use of hanging in there? What the use of holding on? What the use of looking for a job? What the use? Because they're going to say no anyway. They're not going to call you. Can I get a witness? They're not going to hire you. But I come to tell you, you got to have courage not to be discouraged. You got to have courage that somehow or another, God is going to make a way. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Some of you need courage to hold on for your children. You've done your best with them. You've raised them to be this kind of man or that kind of woman. You have taught them, you have trained them, and the more you talk, look like the more worse they become. But I come to tell you, you got to have courage not to be discouraged, because God can save anybody and God can turn anybody around. Can I get a witness? Because you see, man's extremity is God's opportunity. Oh, I want you to know, brother and sisters, if there ever was a time that we need, amen, courage not to be discouraged, it's right now. You know, we can talk all we will that we walk by faith and not by sight. But for the most part, we're walking by sight. Can I get a witness? And we're not walking by faith. We're just walking by sight. And if you walk by sight, the devil got you where he wants you. Because you see, some folks only have faith, amen, until they see something. Can I get a witness? But you got to have, this is what we're talking about. You got to have Jesus in your spirit. You got to have Jesus in your veins. You got to have Jesus in your system. You got to have Jesus down in your soul. Can I get a witness? You got to speak faith when they look like there is nothing to speak faith about. That's what I'm talking about. The courage not to be discouraged. Because you see, the devil knows how to attack us. The devil knows how to get us down. The devil knows how to beat us down. But I look in the Bible for what text to use. And when I start looking in the Bible for what text to use, I say, whoa. I say, there are so many things in the Bible that God wants us to know, to have the courage not to be discouraged. If you don't believe it, look at Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego. The devil even put them in the fiery furnace. And even when they walked to the fiery furnace, they said to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not even careful how we treat you, how we talk to you. If God deliver us, that's his business. And if he doesn't deliver us, that's all right too. But we're going to not bow down. You got to have courage not to be discouraged. Will you hear me today? I say, will you hear me today? God wants you to have some courage, amen, not to be discouraged. One thing I know. If you don't know Jesus in times like these, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, Jesus as your Master, if you don't know Jesus as a good God and as a loving God. You see, it's one thing to talk Jesus. Can I get a witness? It's another thing to know Jesus. Can I get a witness? It's one thing to come to church. It's another thing to have the church in you. Can I get a witness? It's one thing to look like you something, but it's another thing to be something. Can I get a witness? I just want to talk, amen, about him, because I just want to take the bull by the horn, and I just want to slap the devil today. I just want to stomp on him. I just want to punch on him. I just want to talk back to him. I want to declare to the devil that he's nothing but a devil. I just want to tell the devil, you ain't gonna win. You ain't gonna win. God's gonna help us to make it. I come to tell you today, don't let your situation define your destiny. Don't let your situation define your mentality. You got to rise above it. You got to rise with the strength of God in your hand. The devil, I said the devil, he knows that God is going to give you the victory. He knows that God is going to give you a testimony. He knows that it ain't going to be like this always. He knows what God is going to do for you. But what he's trying to do, he's trying to deny you. He's trying to sabotage your blessing. But I come to tell you today, and those of you who are listening over the radio, I want you to hear me today. Don't let the devil get your mind, because God is good, and he's good all the time. I don't know about you, but in my own life, I've had situations in my life when my back has been against the wall. Is there anyone here know what I'm talking about? All of us have had some moments when it looked like right wouldn't stand up. All of us have had some challenging situation. All of us have had some doubt. Some of us have come up the rough side of the mountain. Some of us know what it is to have doors, amen, shut in our faces. Some of us know what it is to be called everything but a child of God. I come to tell you today, I know when you're going through, it looked like nobody knows what you're dealing with. It looked like you're out there all by yourself. But I stop by to tell you today, and I want you to hear me today, and I want you to leave this church building with your head up high. I want you to leave this church building with your soul uplifted. I want you to leave the church today with a smile on your face. And I want you to leave the church today with your faith up in glory. I want you to leave the church, amen, believing that God sees everything that you're going through and that he knows what you're dealing with. But you see, God wouldn't be the God that he is if he left you out there by yourself. Can I get a witness? Because the Bible said, I will never leave you nor forsaken you. The Bible said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Bible said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. The Bible said, when my mother and my father forsaken me, then the Lord will pick me up. The Bible said, can I get a witness? The Bible said that God is the light of my salvation. The Bible said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, in the world and they that dwell therein. The Bible said the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. I stopped by to tell you today, and I'm somewhat excited because I believe some miracles are going to take place. I don't know about you, but I believe in God. I don't just believe in God in a philosophical way. Can I get a witness? I believe that God is real. I believe that God is all powerful. I believe that he's all knowing. I believe that he's omnipresent. I believe he's going where he came from. Came from where he's going. Can I get a witness? I believe that he's God all the time. I believe he's God when the lightning flashes. God, when the thunder roars, I believe him that he put the stars in their socket. Can I get a witness? I believe him that he got all power in his hand. And I stop by to tell you today that the devil is a liar. I stop by to preach a little while here. Can I get a witness? I come to tell you and shake you up today and tell you stop being discouraged. Stop walking like you're a loser. Stop walking like you're a failure. Stop walking like you ain't going to make it. I come to tell you God will take care of you. The Bible says in our text, what a dismal situation it was. The Amalekites came to Ziklag and burned the village down, took the wives and the children captives. The Bible said that David and his soldier, they cried and they wept until they couldn't cry anymore. Is there anybody in the building? Know what it is to weep sometimes? Is there anyone in the building? Know what it is to moan sometimes? But the Bible said, can I get a witness? When David was down as low as that, the Bible said in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, in verse 6, it said, David encouraged himself. Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, don't wait until your situation encourages you. Don't wait until people walk by and tell you it's going to be all right. I come to tell you, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Sometimes you got to say, oh self, I know it looks bad. Oh self, I know it looks dark. But I tell self, God said that he will hold me. God said he won't leave me. God said he will pick me up. God said whatever he promised, he's able to perform. I don't mind telling you, God will fix it. He may not come when you want him, but God is an on-time God. God is an on-time God. He never fails. I come to tell you, he will hold you. Will somebody in this house be not discouraged? Will somebody say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to fight until I die. I promise the Lord that I will hold on. Don't get weary. Go on. God always has the last say. Sometimes when it's dark, that's when the devil works the hardest. He ain't satisfied beating you up. He'll kick you while you're down. Sometimes he won't really see if you're going to trust God. And sometimes, folks, don't trust him. Things go wrong. They get mad at everything. Mad at people. Mad at themselves. Even mad at God. But one thing the devil can't stand. He can't stand when you act like Job. When you say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He can't stand that. And we got to believe, wherever we go through, if we keep our eyes on God, keep our hands in his hands, we'll be victorious. Let me say something to you about winning. Because sometimes we think winning is only about things. But you can lose things, but don't lose yourself. It's when you lose yourself, that's the point. That's the danger point. Somebody know what it is. I know what it is to have a bank account, and then I know what it is not to have a bank account. Somebody will hear me today. Some folks only can praise God when they got money in the bank. But you better learn how to praise them when you have money and when you don't have money. You better learn how to praise them when everything is all right at home and when everything is not. You better learn how to praise them when you feel good. When somebody talk to me, learn how to praise him when you don't feel good. Because one thing the devil can't stand, he can't stand folks who are caught up in Jesus. He can't stand people who know what it's all about. You can't lose if you got the right formula. Somebody hear me. Because what the devil calls losing, the Bible said to lose is to gain. And to die is to live. Come on, give God a hand of praise. If I could sing that song, never could have made it without you. You say, I'm stronger. Does anybody here know that the trials that you have come through have made you stronger? If you've never been through anything, you wouldn't know what God can do. And I want to tell you today, all of us are sitting in precarious situations. All of us are making it not because we are so good or that we have so much, but we are making it because we are connected to God. For you can have money in the bank and feel by yourself. You can have a good job and still not have peace, still not have love, and have not joy. Sometimes I wonder about people who worship the dollars they have, worship the houses they live in, worship the cars that they drive. What would they do if they didn't have any money? What would they do if they don't have the house anymore? Things can happen today. It may be somebody else tomorrow, but maybe you tomorrow. And that's why it's good to have your hope built on Jesus Christ and nothing less. For on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. When you just shake somebody by the hand and tell them, don't be discouraged. Tell someone, don't be discouraged. Somebody ought to tell somebody, don't let things, y'all talk a little bit. Talk to somebody, say, don't let things get you down, wherever it may be. Don't let it get you down. Tell somebody, God has the last word. Say, God has the last word. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. Come on, give him a big hand of praise. Come on, give him a big hand of praise. Come on, give him a big hand of praise. Give him a big hand of praise. Let's declare victory. Let's declare victory. Let's declare victory in this house. Praise the name of the Lord. Wherever you are going through, whatever you're dealing with, don't let the storms in your life make you lose your focus. Don't let the difficulties that you're dealing with make you lose your focus. Don't let what you're going through talk to you. Will someone hear me? I say, don't let your situation talk to you. But let God, in spite of your situation, let him have your ear. How many of you know that when God got your ear, he'll put the right thing in your ear. When the devil wants you to be mad and angry and with a bad attitude, mean and evil, grouchy, he wants you to be like that. But God can give you peace in the midst of a storm. Come on, give him a hand, give him a hand, give him a hand. Somebody today ought to come and say, I'm going to give God my life. I'm going to give God my heart. And if you already saved, but the Lord speaks to you and say, I like this church. I want to be a part of this church. I want to grow in this church. I'm going to join the church. And if you want to become a member of the church, will you just come in Jesus' name? You're welcome. Glad to have you. Anybody who said, I want to come and join the church? Praise God. Praise God. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Give God a hand of praise. I need the for people to say you're going to be all right, you're going to make it. Don't worry. But I come by to tell you it's real. You are going to make it. God's going to pull you through. And what God has for you, your trials and tribulation can't stand in the way. God's a good God. We're going to have a prayer. We're going to be leaving in 5 minutes. But let's declare victory today. I need the old. Just raise your hand. I need the every eye. I need the oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I'm gonna sing it one more time, because when you call God, He'll hear you. Victory for your people. We pray, Lord, you work every situation out. We pray, God, for strength. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for Sister Elaine. We pray for her family. We pray for each person here who's dealing with this and dealing with that. And whatever it is, we defy the devil. And we take charge by looking to you, Lord. We pray, God, that everybody in this place will have the courage, in spite of all situation, not to be discouraged. We pray, Lord, that you build up some people's faith, build some people's spiritual muscles, give them what they need to be able to endure these trying and challenging times. We pray, God, that the weak may say, I'm strong. We declare today that somebody may say, I know God is with me. We pray that doubt would turn into faith in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll bring somebody's relationship closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and give God a hand of praise. Come and give God a hand of praise. God bless you. Let us, as we prepare ourselves to be dismissed, will you just stand? We just thank God for you. Thank God, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, lift the people, take away burdens, take away fear, give strength in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.